This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
No, it really is. It's fight for our country. It's really fight for our country, not fight for Trump. It's fight for our country because that's what we're fighting for.
Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer who called President Trump's call to the Georgia Secretary of State over the weekend disgraceful.
It may be illegal. It's certainly improper and disgraceful. It's a direct attack on Georgia voters. It's a direct attack on the democratic process.
Final results may not be available tonight as any number of absentee ballots will still need to be counted. Interested persons are asked to check their patience at the door. If today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
President Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for this Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm Monday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected role to affirm President Joe Biden's victory. This is VOA News. Well, if Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were concerned at all regarding any possible turmoil regarding the confirmation of her and President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress tomorrow, you wouldn't know it. She and her husband, Doug Emhoff, visited a restaurant in Washington, D.C. on Monday night. Harris said they were there to show support for small businesses, many of which have been struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic.
Come and hang out with some of the great leaders who are just—they're making it work. In many cases, barely surviving, but so committed to the community, so committed to their staff, so committed to their talent and the gift that they give neighborhoods like the 17th Street community and. So Doug and I just wanted to come out and thank them.
A reporter asked Harris how she and President-elect Joe Biden plan to find common ground with Republicans who refuse to acknowledge their victory in the presidential election.
When Joe Biden and I are inaugurated on January 20th, which we will be, and Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States and I will be the next vice president of the United States, we are committed to working with all leaders, regardless of who they voted for, to address issues like what we need to do to support our small businesses. In the conversations I'm having with small business owners, they never ask, and I never ask them, who they voted for in the election.
For more on the election in Georgia, as well as the incoming presidency of President-elect Joe Biden, visit our website at voanews.com. The European Union on Tuesday expressed grave concern about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog that Iran had resumed enriching uranium and said it would continue working to salvage the multinational nuclear deal that restricted such activities. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, EU spokesman Peter Stano said that Iran's actions will have serious implications when it comes to nuclear nonproliferation. Stano said that despite Iran's regrettable action, the 2015 Iran nuclear deal contains strict verification measures, which are still in place. South Korea says it will seek a diplomatic solution with Iran over a South Korean-flagged oil tanker seized by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops on Monday in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign ministry said a diplomatic team will head to Iran to negotiate the release of the tanker as well as its 20-member crew. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.